Well, hey, Victory Church. My name is Cameron Hobrick, and I'm the campus pastor at the Edmond campus. And I'm so glad you joined us for today's Lectio Divina. Today, we're going to be reading from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. As we enter into God's presence, I'll encourage you to take some time to breathe, center yourself, focus on Jesus. And as I read, I encourage you to simply listen or read along with me. This first step is what we call read. As you're listening or reading along with the scripture, pay attention to words or phrases that stick out to you and write those down. Again, we'll be reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speaking in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What could this mean?" Others mocking said, "They are full of new wine." Take a few moments to write some notes. What words or phrases stuck out to you in this passage? The second step is to reflect on the passage. So be aware of the emotions that rise up in you as you listen, and maybe what character you relate to in the story. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speaking in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What could this mean?" Others mocking said, "They are full of new wine." Take a minute, write down the emotions you felt, as well as the character that you resonated most with. The third step is to respond. As you listen, pay attention to the voice of the Lord. What is he saying? And what do you need to say in response? When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speaking in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What could this mean?" Others mocking said, "They are full of new wine." Spend a few moments starting a conversation with God. What is He saying to you in this moment through this passage? And how do you need to respond? The final step is to simply rest in the presence of God. Before you move on with your day, take a few minutes to meditate on the passage and the things God is speaking to you. Father God, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that it speaks to us. Whatever it looks like for us, as far as how we should respond, we ask that You give us the strength to do so. If You want us to respond with unity, as the disciples did, strengthen us to do so. If You want us to marvel at the works that You do, show us and remind us of what You've done. And allow this not to just influence us in this moment, but let this word be something that we dwell on for the rest of the day. Holy Spirit, we give You permission to speak to us. We're listening. We love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.